Just want to say thank you for having us. Every place we can get to share is a blessing from the Lord. But 2 Chronicles 34:1 and 2, and my proposition is we as disciples and missionaries, and we're all missionaries to our different locations, we must be surrendered and zealous for the gospel of Jesus Christ. If we're not zealous about what we believe in, isn't it great that we can go to bed and pillow our head and know that if we were to die in the middle of the night, we're going to go to heaven? Isn't that a good feeling? But there's people within 1 mile here that don't know that. And you can tell by the way the outward they're dressing, their color of their hair, the different things. One pastor said, people, it looks like they fell into a fishing tackle box, all the different piercings and different things. And, they just put all these things out in their face, nose rings and tattoos. And they're basically showing in their heart that they are looking for something. And we need to be reaching those people. It's getting crazy, isn't it? I was going to Lowe's, and it was a man, and he had green hair, and he talked like a man, but on his nameplate it said Vicky. I don't know what's going on. Things are getting crazy. He says, my name's Vicky now. So things get crazy, and I gave him a track, and gave him a John of Romans, some chick tracks. And then the next time I saw him, I had a John of Romans chick track, and he says, "Well, I don't need that book there, but I like those color comic books." So I gave him some chick tracks. So, but we need to be giving out God's word, don't we? Because the world, they lost their bearings. Yeah, we need to be missionaries and zealous that we know that we're going to die, we're going to go to heaven, but we need to be concerned about our neighborhoods. And let's look at Josiah quickly. His heritage: he was 18th king of Judah. He had was involved in reforms and revival. Wouldn't it be great to have a revival and reforms in America? Just churches to be filled. I know after 9/11, remember 9/11, people started coming out, because they thought the world was coming to an end. And they would come to church, and then it died off after a month or two. But he set up reforms to remove the official worship of false gods. He reigned 31 years. He had an evil and wicked heritage. His father was King Ammon. He and his father lived only 2 years. You might have come from a Christian family, and I did too, but your family might not have been saved. And King Ammon didn't have King Josiah did not have a saved family. And his father was assassinated, Ammon, as you read that, because he was so wicked. His father was Manasseh. If you know about Bible history, Manasseh was the most evil, wicked king for 55 years. And so Ammon was assassinated. But Josiah was zealous and surrendered in his walk with the Lord. Let's read 2 Chronicles 34:1 and 2. Josiah was 8 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned in Jerusalem 130 years. And he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord and walked in the ways of David his father and declined neither to the right hand nor the left. So we see that Josiah was surrendered in his walk with the Lord, even at a young age, at age 8. And I think about what I was doing at age 8, getting in a lot of trouble. I liked to be in sports, liked to be like anybody else, but I wasn't really thinking about I was saved, but not being a leader, not walking, didn't know much, walking trying to walk as best as I could. But, does God, he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord. And are we doing right in the sight of the Lord? We know the Lord, he's everywhere, isn't he? And he can see us. Genesis 16:3, does God see my sins? Yes, he does. Hagar confesses, thou God seest me. And God sees us. He sees our sins, doesn't he? And Josiah, at a young age, he tried to walk with the Lord. And he couldn't follow his father, his example. And he couldn't follow Ammon. So he had to go way back in his lineage to King David. He was one of the great grandsons of King David. And I'm sure that they told him about King David. And he says, well, I will do like my great-grandfather did. He says right here, And he walked in the ways of David, his father. It wasn't his real father as far as it was his grandfather. But that means he was part of his family. And what would David say about walking with the Lord? Psalms 119:1, blessed are the undefiled in the way who walk in the law of the Lord. Psalms 86:11, teach me thy way, O Lord, I will walk in thy truth. And we as Christians, we need to walk in the way of the Lord, don't we? Amen. And how do we do that? By getting God's word every day. We need to get that compass back set the right way every day to north. Because our flesh is going to want to get off. The culture we live in is going to go off to our flesh. We need to get right, have time with the Lord every day so we can walk with the Lord. And now being a full-time missionary, I have more time in the morning. I used to rush off to work a lot, of course. But I have more time, and I have my special place. I like to sit in, with the Lord. I like to go outside and just like to be outdoors. Even if it was out cold as this, I would start my fire. I like to do bonfires and pick up old wood, and got all sorts of old wood, and have my coffee and bundle up. I just like being outdoors. My wife has her special place. She has time with the Lord, and we need to have time with the Lord so we can walk with the Lord, don't we? So David says, teach me thy way, O Lord, I will walk in thy truth. And we need to walk in the old paths, don't we? Jeremiah 6:16, he was a contemporary to Josiah. Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see and ask for the old paths where there is the good way and walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls. And that doesn't mean that we have to be, old ways. You might think of 100 years ago or 200 years ago. No, we do the old paths are reading your Bible every day, giving your tithe every week, giving the faith promise, witnessing, staying those old paths. Secondly, are we walking in the old paths? Are we walking with the Lord? Is my first question. Secondly, Josiah was zealous and surrendered in seeking after God. And are we seeking after God? So at 8 years old, then 8 more years, we're going to see 2 Chronicles 34:3 says, for in the 8th year of his reign, while he was yet young, he began to seek after the God of David, his father. So are you seeking after God? There's many times in my life, when I was in my 20s and 30s, yes, I was serving the Lord. Yes, I guess I was reading my Bible, but it was until later in life that I need to seek the Lord and his word to learn more about his word. Seek the Lord. What do you want me to do with my life? I've only got, so much life. And David, Josiah started to really get serious. When you're young, your 20s, you start to seek a mate, don't you? And those are very important. I mean, you'll work 40 hours, but 50 hours, but you're going to make sure that you seek your mate. You're still going to pursue. And that's what David did. That's what Josiah started to pursue, to seek after. Are we seeking after God daily? Are we seeking after God? What do you want me to do, Lord, through my local church? How can I reach? Isaiah 55:6 says, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. And we need to, first of all, if we're not saved, get saved. We need to encourage others. Listen, your time is short. There's destruction ahead of you if you don't get saved. I remember a quick story. As I was coming home with my son, we worked at Chick-fil-A as I was going to Bible college, and it was a Friday night. And we were coming from Gaffney, South Carolina, back home to Shelby. And all of a sudden, as we're coming down this road and going into town, into Bowling Springs, I could see the lights of the town. It was about 12 o'clock. All of a sudden, we heard this giant boom. It sounded like an explosion, actually, like somebody let a bomb off. As we got closer into town, this giant tree just fell over. It just got too big and fell over. It was a summer night, And I'm like, well, what am I supposed to do here? So I'm the first one here. So I drive around. I thought, well, you know, okay, I'll go home. But I'm like, I can't leave that. So I said, Jeremy, we need to call. We need to call 911. You call the police. So we drive back to the front of it, and we call 911. Oh, there's a giant tree down here. And all of a sudden, we see this truck heading to this tree. It was big branches. And we're in the car, and I said, Jeremy, get out and try to stop that car. So Jeremy gets out, my son, starts waving, stop, stop. And those people look at us. We can hear their country music on. And they look at Jeremy, and they went right into the tree. I'm like, oh, no, this is not good. We're going to go check this out. So I didn't know what to expect. We get to the car, and we hear the couple just, I can't believe, you know, they're just, oh, look at my car. And we get to them, and I said, you all need to be thanked the Lord. You could have lost your life. And they're like, yeah, you're right. You know, you're right. So we were trying to stop them from the destruction of the tree. They looked at us and ran right into it, and they thankfully did not get killed. But that's just like it is today, isn't it? The world is heading to destruction. We know the answer. We need to seek the Lord. And how can I warn others not to go to hell, go to a place of destruction? But Josiah sought the Lord, and while he was maybe found, while he was alive, you know, seek the Lord while you're alive. Seek the Lord while you can do something for the Lord. I think of this guy in North Carolina. His name's, I think, Bob Richardson. Last name's Richardson. He started the Bojangles there in Charlotte. You guys have Bojangles here? All right, you might think I'm just a Bojangles guy all the time, but once in a while, they'll really put the weight on you. But Bojangles is good. We like Bojangles. And but he bought the Carolina Panthers, and there's Bojangles all over. They have a good breakfast. But you know, he died last year. You know, he died. He had this great empire. He had a professional NFL team, but he had to go too. And I don't know if he was a Christian or not. But you can have the greatest things in the world, have the greatest amount of money, and someday you're not going to be able to talk to the Lord no more. I pray they was saved. But we're all going to die. We all need to be seeking after God. And we need to be thirsty to pursue and know God and learn more about him and his word. Psalms 14:2, the Lord looked down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there are any that did understand and seek God. And the Lord's looking as if peering down. Of course, he's with us. But he's looking to see who wants to search him and seek him. We have to ask that question, am I seeking God every day? We have to fight that flesh, don't we? Sometimes we get started reading, our phone goes off, our mind starts to drift, we're not praying as much as we should, and we're fighting that flesh. But we need to seek the Lord. Lord, what do you want me to do through my local church? That's a great problem for pastors to have, is to have people saying, how can I serve the Lord? What can I do, Pastor? And you can reach out to all sorts of things you can do through the local church. And doing it through the local church. And finally, he was zealous surrendered and zealous to fight against sin, idolatry. Josiah was 20 years old. 2 Chronicles 34, 3b and 7. And then we're going to finish up for their Sunday school. And in the 12th year, he began to purge Judah and Jerusalem from the high places and the groves and the carved images and the molten images. So he was only 20 years old, 12 years reigning, became king at 8, 20 years. What was I doing when I was 20 years old? Well, I wasn't doing all the great things he was doing. But he was starting to do great things. And he broke down and he had the power. He was king now. His dad and his grandfather allow all these pagan idols. Can you imagine, even in the temple, Solomon's temple, there was pagan idols all over. Jerusalem was filled, if you could just imagine, these idols. And he says, you know, I'm king now, and we're going to get rid of them. In verse 4, and they break down the altars of Balaam in his presence and the images that were high above them. And he cut down the groves and carved images, the molten images. He brake in pieces, made dust of them, strode them upon the graves that had sacrificed unto them. Verse 5, and he burnt the bones of the priest upon their altars, cleansed Judah and Jerusalem. And let's look down at verse 7. And when he had broken down the altars and groves and had beaten the graven images into powder and cut down all the idols throughout all the land of Israel, he returned to Jerusalem. So he got serious, didn't he? He was zealous, serious. I got the power to do this, and we're going to do it. And actually, it was prophesied. I don't have time, but if you want to get into something the Lord showed me, Dr. Childs would always say this. He said, before you read your Bible, pray Psalms 119, 18. Open thou my eyes that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. And as I've studied and continue to study, Lord, show me something. And I got commentaries too. Pastors does. We all, preachers like commentaries. But you know, the Holy Spirit's the best teacher, isn't he? And he can teach us. That's what I'm learning. And he showed me that I never knew this. In 1 Kings 13, 1 and 2, it was prophesied that Josiah would come 300 years before that time. It was amazing. Prophecies foretold. And he killed the idols. Do we have idols in America? We don't have the little idols, do we? But idols can be, it can be our house, couldn't it be? You know, it could be that we're not willing to serve in some way because we want to stay in our house. It could be a car. Those are big idols, aren't they? It can be money in the bank. Whatever's preventing you from serving the Lord or being in his house, it becomes an idol. And God wants us to get rid of those idols, don't we? Doesn't he? Deuteronomy 6:5, as we close, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy might. And the Bible, I don't have the verse here, but the Lord said his name is jealous. Just as much as I'm jealous of my wife and she's jealous of me, the Lord's jealous of you too, isn't he? He wants your time. He's jealous of you. Can you imagine the God who created the earth is jealous for you? He was jealous that you love and serve him, that you obey him, that you fulfill what God wants you to do. He's jealous of your time. And that's a great thing, isn't he? We serve a God that loves us, that has mercy on us, that's long-suffering. We don't serve a God that's mean and destructive like the pagans when they worship their demons. Those are evil demons. But we have a God that loves us. So we'll close there. Josiah walked with the Lord. He sought for the Lord. And then he fought to get sin out of the country and, of course, sin out of his own life. And I pray that we can do that daily. And let's close in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this.